This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New this morning, Britain has now approved AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. It's the first country to greenlight that vaccine. Partial study results indicate AstraZeneca's shot is safe and about 70% effective. The company says the vaccine is well tolerated and simple to administer. A Colorado man is the first person in the U.S. reported to have a COVID-19 variant that's spreading in Britain, but health officials say he had not been traveling. The AP's Sagar Magani with what we know.
Colorado's governor says the variant was found in a man in a mainly rural area at the far edge of the Denver metro. The variant is likely still rare in the U.S., but Colorado officials say the man has no travel history. One researcher says that means the variant is spreading. Colorado health officials say the vaccines some Americans are now getting are thought to be effective against the variant.
Luke Letlow, who was to have been Louisiana's newest congressman, has died from complications related to COVID-19 only days before being sworn into office. Luke Letlow was 41. You might get that $600 COVID-19 relief payment any time now if you're eligible. But President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID relief payments is stuck in the Senate. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell blocked a swift vote. He's linking the president's demand for bigger checks with two other Trump priorities, repealing protections for tech companies and a review of the election.
This week, the Senate will begin a process to bring these three priorities into focus.
Mitch McConnell. Jonathan Pollard arrived in Israel this morning. He spent 30 years in prison here in the U.S. for spying for Israel. He kissed the ground as he got off the airplane. Prime Minister Netanyahu greeted him, saying, "You're home. Israel has made him a citizen." This is AP News. The Justice Department will not bring criminal charges against two Cleveland police officers involved in the shooting of Tamir Rice in 2014. Jackie Quinn reports.
The fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice by a white police officer began with a 911 call of someone waving a gun outside a recreation center. Civil rights activists had hoped that Officer Timothy Lohman and his partner Frank Garmbach would face federal criminal charges for shooting the child after a county prosecutor declined in 2015. The Justice Department says the cumulative evidence was not enough to support a federal criminal civil rights prosecution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
American Airlines flew a Boeing 737 MAX from Miami to New York yesterday, the plane's first commercial flight since it was grounded after two deadly crashes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.